This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was waiting for which direction you were going to point.
Yeah, sometimes your hand, you know, your fingers
are
going
like,
all over the place.
Where's he going to start?
That's cool, but I've got you guys like kind of like trained up. I miss this crew.
We do have fun.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but we're kicking off hour number two here, so we're going to shift gears. But before we do that, let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. When I was in the early 1970s, I guess it was 1974 or so, I knew an aspiring young actor by the name of Larry Punch, who grew up in Dedham, Massachusetts, and moved actually to Nashville, New Hampshire. He was a very spirited, a free-spirited young fellow, and he moved there, and I didn't realize that New Hampshire was different, although I did see it on the license plate, Live Free or Die. That's probably been there for many decades, actually, on their license plates.
As soon as the state got involved with license plating.
Excuse me?
As soon as the state got involved with license plating.
Yes, I see. That's really an amazing long time. So I was, but I didn't make the connection that you fellas are making right now with regard to this level of freedom. But in any case, Larry.
How long have you been listening to this show?
I've been listening to it for a couple of years, I guess. Maybe I don't know however long it's been on. I guess
we've been pitching this level of freedom for quite some time, sir.
I see. That's pretty amazing because he told me that one day a policeman showed up at his door, and it was actually to get a parking ticket paid that he had forgotten to pay. And I was pretty surprised about that because I grew up in Greenwood Lake, New York, about 50 miles northwest of New York City, and I'd never, ever heard of anything like that.
Well, so check this out, Robert. This is from Wikipedia. Live Free or Die is the official motto of the U.S. state of New Hampshire, adopted by the state in 1945. It is possibly the best known of all state mottos, partly because it conveys an assertive independence historically found in American political philosophy, and partly because of its contrast to the milder sentiments found in other states.
And it's only a partial quote.
It is, yes. That's what I was getting to, is the full quote. The phrase was adopted from a toast written by General John Stark, New Hampshire's most famous soldier of the American Revolutionary War, on July 31st, 1809. So that's where its origins come from. Poor health forced Stark to decline an invitation to an anniversary reunion of the Battle of Bennington. Instead, he sent his toast by letter, and here's the full quote. Live free or die, period. Death is not the worst of evils.
Yep.
That's the full quote.
That is quite a state motto.
Yes, it is. It's pretty amazing, actually. But you know something? The people in the rest of the country, like, you know, maybe unless you live maybe in New Hampshire or maybe in the immediate area of New Hampshire, the vast majority of Americans don't notice that New Hampshire's significantly different than most other states. If it is significantly different, we have no way of really knowing that. And maybe you could let us know about some other differences other than parking tickets. Parking tickets, you know.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. We'll be sure to let you know about those things. We try and do that all of the time.
We can point them to the direction of the 101 reasons to move.
101reasonstomove.com, I believe, is the name of the website. 101reasonsfilm.com is the website. 101reasonsfilm.com would be 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and contained within them, many of them are ways that New Hampshire is different. Off the top of my head, no sales tax, there's no state income tax. In fact, I think the only tax that exists here is property tax.
Prepared foods.
Oh, yeah, prepared foods.
Those are the two big ones for me.
Yeah.
Because prepared foods is a little ridiculous.
There is no helmet law here for motorcycle enthusiasts.
Or a seatbelt law.
Or a seatbelt law. So, and I am totally on board with both of those things.
Insurance requirement?
You aren't forced by the state to have insurance on your vehicle. It's a good idea to have it, of course. The same with seatbelts, the same with maybe a helmet. But if you want to take the risk, You are free to do so, and you should be, damn it. And
yes.
You are free to do so here.
A big difference for me is the fact that you can actually get in touch with representatives, state senators, and I actually know some of the people that are running for office and that are already in office. There was a midwifery bill recently, and I wanted to get in touch with some of the state reps that were backing it, and I could literally call them and talk to them. You can't do that in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
they will not pick up the phone.
It is not that difficult to get an email address or a cell phone number of your local representation here in New Hampshire, whereas in other states, you're going to be talking to gatekeepers and answering machines and voicemails, and you're going to be lucky if you get a reply.
I mean, the bureaucrats in other states, I can't even believe that they're real people. They're almost like celebrities. Like, you can't actually get in touch with these people.
Yeah, there's people I know in the Seattle area who, if they bumped into, like, the mayor of Seattle at, like, a ball game or something, they'd take a selfie and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm looking at that. And, like, they didn't say anything. They just got a selfie and left. And they're like, oh, my God. And they feel like they met a celebrity. And, like, no, you met a tyrant.
Yeah.
Stop celebrating your own oppression.
So, aside from the 101 reasons, like, from moving here, it's obviously not perfect. Right. Part of the reason the Free State Project exists is to improve upon the already, you know, mostly free situation.
Yes.
Right. However, it's hard to describe because it's just different here. Right. Like, that's the only thing you can say. For some reason, and I don't know if it's because of the state motto, right, you've got Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine's kind of okay. But for some reason, like, in between all of that, it's just different here.
It feels
different.
Yeah, it does. And the best way that I can explain it is, I mean, the contrast for me is pretty stark, right? I went from a large major metropolitan area filled with millions of people to a state which is just over a million people, and 1.3 or something like that.
Something like that.
For the whole state. So things are farther apart.
Yeah.
And one thing that I enjoy is that when I moved here, I was cured of road rage. In the big city, I mean, I never got out and, like, beat anybody or anything like that, but I would get upset at other drivers.
Blood pressure rises.
On the regular, you know, people who would carpool with me be like, dude, are you okay? Should we pull over for, you know, do you want to settle down? And be like, no, just turn off the Slayer! Right? You know, because, like,
Well, there's your problem right there.
You know you're getting old when, like, traffic is so horrible that you have to turn down the Slayer, right?
Yeah, listen to some medication music.
So that was, like, a significant change for me. How am I more free? Oh, let me count the ways. First of all, I'm not going to get arrested for open carrying, much less concealed carrying here, whereas in Seattle I would. Now, Washington State is pretty good about the open carry stuff. It's the concealed carry where you folks get into trouble.
And there's a lot of states that are moving in that direction. It's ironically one of the few areas that, despite the crackdowns and political talk about, like, we're taking the guns, right, a lot of state-level action is making gun ownership better.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more constitutional carry states than there used to be.
There's a lot of people who, post-COVID, have figured out that, hey, my job doesn't have to be anchored to a geographic location. Now, I figured that out long before COVID kicked in, and that was one of the things that allowed me to move here, was that I obtained a job, and they allowed me to go remote full-time, and I said, okay, see ya, and here I am. But since COVID, you know, the government's response to that and its oppression has made people sort of more aware of migrating while keeping their same rate of pay, consider New Hampshire if you're a liberty-loving person, because it is less expensive here to purchase a house, to, you know, pay your bills and all that, than it is in a large metropolitan area. So if you're in, like, I don't know, Boston, if you're in Chicago, if you're in Texas, you know, Houston, like any of the big cities, and you move to a state like New Hampshire, you are going to give yourself a raise just by moving. So factor that into your plans if you want to help us, you know, get more liberty in our lifetime.
Yep.
So anything else you guys noticed?
I mean, probably, but I think we touched upon a lot of them.
Staying on the guns thing, right? You can have a gun range in your own backyard on your own property.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I aspire to have enough property where I can have a nice gun range in my backyard.
5 acres is more than enough, and that's available in a lot of places.
Frequently. 603-283-6160. Live free or die. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Oh, I almost
almost didn't unmute you in time.
I got the point.
You did.
As soon as the point hit me, man, I was like, I'm yelling it.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join in the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too. Later this year, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, and showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world. They're offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure to get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com, use the code FTL20. It's being held in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd.
Mark Edge poaching Free Staters.
Hey, I'm not going to, you know, bemoan anybody their own individual pursuit of freedom.
Fair enough.
Mark included.
Okay.
So
I'm still going to make fun of him by calling him a poacher, though.
You do that. So we've been talking about...
The Free State Project's new motto.
The Free State Project.
No poaching.
No, no poach or die.
Poach
no,
free or die.
Wait, what's the rest of the quote? Oh, poaching is not the worst of evils.
There you go.
But we're going to move on. I had talked about...
Where's Bad Slave to back me up on that? No poaching.
You're trying to summon?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Rile him up a little bit.
This is from a site I've never heard of called patch.com, P-A-T-C-H, patch.com. Activist asks to lead satanic prayer at Florida high school football game.
If the Christians can do it, so can the Satanists.
Subheading... After the Supreme Court sided with a high school football coach who prayed on the field, activist wants to lead satanic prayer at a Florida game.
I'm for it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I've heard of that a lot, too. Not the satanic thing, but there's a lot of sports teams will do like a group prayer, especially down south, before the game.
Here's my point on it, though. If this is a public school... And it is funded and run by the state, then there should be no prayers allowed at all, period.
Okay.
Separation of church and state.
I hear you, and I might have a different take on the separation of church and state.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure it just says, like, we'll establish no religion, right? And it's not that the Christian football coach is trying to turn the school Christian or establish his own religion. He's just exercising his religion.
Yeah, I mean, you have a point. Like, I wouldn't want to restrict somebody from participating in some religious ritual that they had to do, like, on the daily.
Like, if you're a public school student and you, like, say grace before lunch, right, who cares?
Yeah, well, or if you got to face the east at some point during the day,
should
you
be
know,
allowed.
I wouldn't want to restrict that. However, the prayer thing should not be done as a class. It should not be done as a team. It should not be done. It should only be done as individuals.
Understood. And if he goes, like, I'm going to lead a prayer, right, the only thing that they could hold over him is, like, oh, he's in a position of authority and he's compelling non-prayers people to participate, else there's some backlash. And there's no evidence of that. He's just, I'm going to lead a prayer, participate or don't. Right.
Well, I was going to say that I pray and I don't have a religion. So for me, praying isn't necessarily a religious thing. It's just like, let's put this intention into the moment and let's go have a good game or whatever is going on.
I like it. So this from South Florida. After the U.S. Supreme Court backed a high school football coach's right to pray at the 50-yard line, I'm assuming this is during a game, I'm not sure, a South Florida artist and political activist has reached out to a Broward County High School asking to lead a satanic invocation at one of its football games. Chaz Stevens, I just hate the name Chaz, it's just such a douchey name. Chaz Stevens, an atheist who founded the Mount Jab Church of Mars activist group, reached out to Broward County Schools asking to lead a satanic prayer at a football game at Deerfield Beach High School, which he attended. I wanted to give a prayer at the 50-yard line at my alma mater, he told Patch. I assume they're going to tell me to kiss off. This all started when the U.S. Supreme Court, a.k.a. the American Taliban, sided in favor of a high school coach in Bremerton, Washington. And now he is allowed to give his prayer after the game.
Right, but he's also the coach. Like, he's affiliated with the school and the school's football team. And the Satanist, despite his best efforts, right, would at this point just be a fan.
Well, right. And so is the Satanist, Chaz, whatever his name is, is he, does he go to the school? Is he
alma mater, graduate.
Yep. Oh, okay.
He graduated, has no current affiliation aside from being a graduate.
I mean, I would like it more if it was a student that was like, listen, I'm a Satanist. This is my legit religion. I have the same rights as everybody else. It's just kind of weird that somebody that doesn't even go to the school anymore. I get the sentiment of it. Right. I totally get the point.
And let's talk for a
minute. And a student, if they were a student, right, would not just have a random prayer at the 50-yard line because he's not on the team.
But let's take a minute and talk about why the Supreme Court here is wrong in allowing the coach at this Washington school to have a prayer at the end of the game at the 50-yard line.
I
mean, that should not be allowed, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because the coach is in a position of authority, and even if the intent isn't to sort of coerce people into his religion, he's still doing so. He's leading a prayer of his religion and not, he's not respecting the religions that, multiple religions that exist.
Again, well, he's not disrespecting them. Right.
Well, that we know of, but it's not. It is incorrect for a coach to have all of the players on a team, you know, kneel for a prayer at the 50-yard line at the end of the game.
So, to me, it depends what the prayer is. Because, like I said, I pray and I'm not religious. So, if they're, like, quoting Bible verses, then that would be inappropriate. But if it's just, like, a generic prayer and they're not mentioning God or religion or anything, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Let me just read this next line. At the end of June, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of Bremerton High School coach Joseph Kennedy. The conservative majority on the court argued the prayers came once the football games had ended, when Kennedy was no longer responsible for students, according to the Associated Press.
There you go. So I've grown up in a religious family. I would now self-describe as an atheist. When I go to family gatherings and they all hold hands and bow their head and pray.
Yeah.
I just hold hands and bow my head and think about other things. Right? Like, they cannot indoctrinate me back into that.
You bow your head and, like, criticize everybody's shoes.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Right? But they're not trying to bring me in. They're not trying to establish religion over me. And they have no power over me. I just, you know.
You're like, wow, do they still make Velcro loafers? I thought those went out in, like, 87.
This is Hawaii. It's more like rubber slippers. But
thongs.
Yeah, sure. That's what the rest
not the good ones. Flip-flops.
Yeah.
603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruccio reporting. A hero's welcome when 5 wheelchair-confined Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Saturday night. They're in the U.S. to get prosthetic limbs. We're welcomed by dozens of Ukrainian Americans providing assistance. Yakov Gradnar of the Minneapolis Limb Lab is honoring his parents and siblings back home.
I'm ready and feel very excited to help these people and do my small part to show them support and show them my respect.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing that lake to the brink of a crisis. High temps and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city. But currently, the lake is so low, only airboats can operate. This is USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Historic heat has many people worried about paying their utility bills. Democrats in Washington say they want to provide more relief, citing the rising cost of climate change. At a briefing in New York on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed adding billions of dollars to the budget for a federal program that helps vulnerable populations across the U.S. during extreme temperatures all year long. The senator described unprecedented demand in the Empire State.
There has been such a big demand for this program, given the heat wave. The applications went up from about 10,000 to 30,000, a 200% increase in demand.
A recent Supreme Court decision that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to fight the climate crisis could also hamstring President Joe Biden's authority to cancel federal student loan debt. Facing political pressure from the left, Biden's been weighing whether to take executive action to broadly forgive a portion of the balances for 43 million people with outstanding federal student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, FreeTalkLive.
We need like a little light thing that just spins and randomly points at one of us.
Like spin the bottle? The bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to...
But what do we do for the sociable? That's a term I took from another game where it's a dice game. It's a drinking game.
Okay.
Where, you know, you roll the dice and whoever wins gets to give away as many drinks as there are players. So if there's like 6 of you, you can either... take them all yourself, which mostly people would not do. You can give all 6 drinks to one player and get them drunk faster. You could split them up, 3 to you, 3 to the other guy, or 2 each, or whatever. Or you could do what's called a sociable, which is everybody just takes one.
Okay.
So, how would we do a sociable?
I don't know. Not spin the bottle. That one would just be a declaration.
Maybe like top of the hour?
Okay.
Something? I don't know.
Or have 4 squares, right, and then spin... And then if it lands in the empty square,
right,
that'll
so
be
the 3 and then
right.
One. Yeah. Interesting.
All right.
What do you think? We're engineering things here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And, again, the number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We're going to non-segue to the next thing. And this is from notthebee.com. They had to name their website Not the Bee so that they weren't confused with...
Satire.
Satire. The Babylon Bee is the satire website.
Which is barely satire at this point.
Well,
it's predictive.
You could say the same thing about a couple of other satire sites.
Sure.
So.
Sometimes I genuinely cannot tell.
I know.
It's getting crazy out here.
I love this timeline.
So this from notthebee.com. A Portland lesbian bar shuts down after 5 days after opening for not being woke enough.
They eat their own. They totally eat their own, and not just because they're lesbians.
Oh, my God.
Carry on.
My wayward son. Why don't you get your ass off the couch and get a goddamn job? That's an actual lyric. I Guar covered
okay.
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas. And in the middle of it, they kind of break down, and Odorous Urungus, who's the lead singer guy, he says that in the middle of the song.
I bypassed the Guar documentary on the torrent sites, and you said I have to go back and watch it.
Oh, yeah, do go back. It is, okay. Like, even if you don't know who Guar is,
I'm very familiar with
G-W-A-R. I'm talking to the listeners.
Okay.
Even if the listeners don't know who Guar is, it is the greatest band rock and roll documentary of all time, bar none. I'm not even kidding. It is okay. That wow. Freaking good. It is the greatest band, rock and roll band documentary of all time, bar none.
Because of its accuracy to like the Guar legacy? Like how
it just because it is.
Okay.
You have to watch it to know, but when you do, you'll be like, yeah, okay, I can see why he has this opinion.
I remember Guar like the Jerry Springer show and all those little things like showing up. And
yeah, Guar predates
doing their thing.
So many things, and they've been, they are, you'll find out in the documentary, but they're not just a band. They are an art collective. And you'll find out when you watch the documentary, like, how it all started and how many people were involved and how many people have sort of rotated through their casts of characters and how much innovation they've done just as a stage show over the course of their, I don't know, they must be going on 30-plus years.
At least.
And
this
they're
is a
still
great
around.
Review.
They're still around. They're still touring.
I'm sold.
So, when you rotate cast and characters, you can just keep that going on ad infinitum.
Yeah, I'm just saying, watch it. It's,
okay.
It's great.
I will circle
fantastic.
Back to it.
Fantastic. Anyway, we're talking about this article from Not the Bee. Portland lesbian bar shuts down 5 days after opening for not being woke enough. And this starts out saying, fact, you'll never be woke enough for the woke mob. Let me show you an example. And then they quote a Twitter. And it's the Libs of TikTok says, a new lesbian bar in Portland shut down less than 1 week after opening its doors. The owners were accused of cultural appropriation and racism, leading to employees demanding ownership of the business.
Oh, you know what I thought it was going to be? I thought they weren't letting trans women in, because I know a lot of lesbians, and, you know, kind of for obvious reasons why they might not want to be with a trans woman. Some lesbians are really...
Are they transphobic? Is that the obvious reason?
No, because they like the other thing.
Okay.
So,
they might not want to get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
That was my speculation. But it sounds like it's different wokeness.
Ladies, they tried to be woke, and then they hired woke people, and the woke people went like, yeah, this isn't woke enough for me. We want to seize the means of production, as it were.
The means of reproduction? Anyway, the author starts... Ladies and gents, see, I'm allowed to write that because I don't work for a woke organization. This is how the woke mob works. Ladies and gents.
I got it. Yeah.
It's not enough to be a lesbian bar in Portland, a bar which on opening night saw a line of 200 lesbians wrapped around the block for a chance to get in. No, if you want to be a woke establishment, especially in Portland, you must do much more than simply open your doors to the alphabet community. You must make sure you're inclusive enough for trans folks and BIPOCs.
See?
You must get your art approved by the woke mob just in case there's something wrong with it. Hey, you never know. It may have been painted by a straight white man. And apparently at a pack lesbian bar, you must take proper COVID measures, too. Doc Marie is the Portland lesbian bar we've come to speak about today. Forgot to do some of these things, and now they're paying for their mistakes and apologizing to the woke mob.
You That's the saddest part. They're apologizing.
I'm so sick of these people. Like, when back in the day, if you didn't like an establishment or if you had an issue with it, you just didn't go there.
You left and went somewhere where you were comfortable.
Like, I don't get why. Clearly, there were over 200 people down the block. Clearly, somebody liked this bar.
Not the employees, though. That's the thing.
Well, they can get a different job.
Well, they want ownership of the bar. That's the thing.
I don't get why they think they're entitled to that.
Because they're the employees. They do the work. They get the products of their
but
labor.
But it's not... They don't own the business, though.
Yeah, unless they get it from the lesbian.
Well, just wait. There's more. And this looks like they're quoting something else. Maybe Instagram. It says, but the excitement about the new Progressive Hangout dissipated quickly. Within days, Doc Maurice found itself on the receiving end of accusations of not being inclusive enough for trans people and people of color. Despite mask mandates being lifted in Portland, patrons accused the bar of not implementing enough COVID safety measures. Patrons also claimed that Doc Maurice had culturally appropriative art on the walls. Employees of Doc Maurice created an Instagram page to echo these concerns. So the employees who were hired to do the job
were
like,
oh my gosh.
They claimed that the owners weren't proactive enough in creating a safe space and accused the owners of racism. The employees also demanded that the bar host free opportunities for education for the community.
What?
One post from the employee Instagram page reads, in part, we felt misled about the space being safe and welcoming. Our vision is a queer worker-owned cooperative that is ran democratically, provides mutual aid, and hosts free opportunities for education to our community.
They immediately felt entitled to ownership shares, even though they put nothing in except for like 5 days worth of labor.
These people are cancerous.
The employees even demanded the owners relinquish their ownership and hand the business over to the workers. They gave them 24 hours.
I think, what is wrong with people?
Keep going, because I think the owners were considering that.
So brave, the author laments.
Oh, yeah.
Well, needless to say, after 5 days, Doc Maurice was forced to close the doors and reexamine what it means to be a woke organization.
Stop trying to be a woke organization.
Spoiler alert, they're still closed and likely will remain so.
Like, the meme is go woke, go broke, and this is another smaller example of that.
It is Portland.
Here's Doc Marie's message to Portland's most woke. We hear you, and we're taking steps to ensure that we can carry out our mission of being a proud, safe, and inclusive space for our community. We will be posting updates on our action plan shortly, as well as a timeline for reopening. Thank you.
Don't hire Marxists.
Yeah, step one.
Such a silly world the woke live in. Maybe someday they'll realize how dumb they've been. Until then, they'll just continue to eat each other up. No pun intended.
Pun was intended when I said it.
Perhaps. I'm not the author. So perhaps there was a pun intended there. But I don't understand how you agree to work for somebody and then, you know, within 5 days, I demand ownership of this thing.
I put my labor in. I mixed it with the tools that you provided me. It's mine now. Yeah. That's how they think.
Yeah.
That's literally how they think. That's why you can't hire those people.
603-283-6160. If you were the owner of Doc Maurice, what would you do? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Much fun doing that.
I think everybody knows we're back now.
I think so.
I hope so. If only there was a way in which we could let people know every time we were back.
Every time.
On this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. If only we could come up with a method that would consistently be said time and time again on Sunday nights whenever we were back.
A signature catchphrase, if you will.
If you will.
A motto, if you will.
A t-shirt slogan. Perhaps a bumper sticker.
Stolen from a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Live from New Hampshire, it's Sunday night.
There you go.
603-283-6160 is the phone number here. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. This is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We have calls, so we're going to go to them. Let's first go to Oliver calling from Virginia. Oliver, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, buddy, man. I just want to let y'all know it just turns me on listening to you. Every now and then you're all the way this way, and the other time you're all the way that way. But I want to tell you something. You was talking about them words in it that you can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Please don't say them.
Yeah, don't say any of them, please. Otherwise, we'll have
I'm going to spell them, and I'm going to leave out a letter.
Just say the first letter of each one. Let's leave it at that.
S-H- blank T.
Yep. I've got S,
A,
P, F,
A,
C,
S, H,
M,
blank
and T.
Okay.
S, H, blank T. Do you know where that came from?
Well, I know where it's going.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it did. They used to haul back in the old days, you know, manure was a bad high product, you know.
Yes, it still is.
Haul it down the rivers and everything else for fertilizer.
Yep.
And the man would go and it had it in the bottom of the boat. And the man would go down there in the bottom of the boat with his lantern, the kerosene lantern. Damn, the boat would blow up. And they started saying, store high, in transit.
Oh, because the methane gas rises and the kerosene lamp would cause the spark and ignite the gas. Wow.
So it's an acronym?
Interesting. Interesting. I always thought it stood for...
high in transit, and that's where the word...
Yeah, we got it. Right. Thanks for the call, Oliver. We appreciate you. I read a thing. It was meant to be funny, but it was superior high intensity training.
Okay.
And if you were like the lead guy presenting this particular training to your employees, you were the BIG, superior high intensity training operative, right?
It's, okay.
You can figure that out for yourself. At any rate, let's continue on. Let's go to Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I got a gay experience I can tell you about.
A what experience?
A gay experience.
Okay, go ahead.
Like happy or homosexual?
Why not both?
I mean, it could be. It's Jerome.
Okay. Anyway, it was like years ago when I was in the Air Force, like back in the 70s, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, when you couldn't talk about it.
I would have expected Navy, but go on.
I was in the Air Force. Anyway, I met this young lady. She was in the Air Force, too. She was very beautiful. You know, she was from Philadelphia, and her name was Joanne. So I said, hey, now, why don't you try to ask her out? So I asked her out, and she said, sure, I'll go out with you. But every time I went to pick her up, she would never be in the building she was living in because we were both living on the base, you know. And so after, like, maybe twice of trying to take her out, a friend of mine pulled me aside. He said, hey, you know why she won't go out with you, man? I said, no, why? Because she's gay, man. That's why.
Jerome, thanks for the call.
Sometimes it's like that.
There's a movie out there called Chasing Amy. It's a Kevin Smith production. It's got, what's his name, Tool in it. Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He's in it. This guy is obviously interested in this girl. She's a friend of some friends, and they go to, like, see a band perform, and he's like, all right, man, I'm going to go make my move. And he's like, wait, there's something you should know about her. What, does she have a boyfriend, or is she married or something? Like, no. And he's like, then what's to know? And he just struts away, and it turns out that she's gay.
Yeah.
I asked out a gay chick once. Did not know at the time. Yeah. Was told to me, like, no.
How did that go?
Obviously poorly.
You got the rejection?
Of course.
Yeah.
I usually do better with gay chicks when I ask them out.
Me too.
I could. I can see why you would, Nikki. But I was like, man, I missed all the signals. Like, completely. Did not see that coming at all.
Let's keep the fun rolling. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you guys are tickling my Elmo.
Oh, my goodness.
I was at a bar one time with this broad down in Ohio, and this dyke hit on me. We were out on the dance floor, and I was clueless like you, some of your callers. I didn't know she was gay, but the chick I was with was mighty impressed that I pulled her out of the woodwork.
Is that the end of the story?
Okay. Thanks for the call, Major. I appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to join in the fun. We were talking about this Portland lesbian bar that got shut down, or actually decided to shut down 5 days after opening because their employees demanded to be owners of it.
A worker-owned cooperative.
Yes.
You bought all the equipment. Now it's time for us to take over.
Yeah, you bought all the equipment. You did all the work. You filled all the paperwork. You paid for all the insurance. You paid for our salaries. You know, all this, the marketing, the budget, the opening, right? All the press that goes along with that, you know, if there was any. And so now, of course, you should totally just turn the whole thing over to people who had no hand in helping you whatsoever.
This might be like too Rothbardian, right? But how great it is to be a worker and get a paycheck before the product is even sold, marketed, or anything. Like, you're guaranteed income just for doing that part of it, having no bearing on, like, the profitability of the product or service that you're offering, and you get paid, whereas the owner takes all of that risk.
Yeah. And I maintain that this particular type of sentiment, this workers who feel like they're being kept down by the rich business owners. I got to tell you, most businesses aren't rich.
Okay.
Yeah, especially not bars and restaurants.
Yeah, most business owners, not rich. right? But they're making a go of it, and they're paying you for your role in their particular right. enterprise. Now, I believe that this type of attitude, this anger, is misplaced, and it should be instead of placed at the hands of the people who are trying to allow them to make some money and get by and pay for the things they need to live and be a regular person in this world. They should instead turn that attitude towards the institution that is responsible for your money being worth less and less and less every day of your life. For as longer than I've been alive, anyway.
Right.
And that institution, of course, is known as the federal government.
So, I hear what you're saying, and I want to also acknowledge their concern that within, you know, a capitalist structure of some kind, it is the business owner's prerogative, yep. right, like, to minimize costs and maximize output.
Yep.
Right? And you are, your labor is the output. And your paycheck is the cost.
Right.
So their goal is to pay you as little as possible and to get you to do the most work as possible.
Yes.
And your goal is to do as little work as possible and get paid as much as possible.
Not always.
Eh.
I mean, if you want good employees to stay, you're going to pay them a little bit more.
That's part of it, right? So there's a balance in there that goes, well, if I pay them too little, I'm going to have high turnover.
Right.
I'm not going to get the quality work. And my product's going to suffer.
Right.
And that right there is why business owners will pay higher than minimum wage
yes.
or pay people what they're worth for better service or better labor. And a medium is reached.
Well, and this is I see it underutilized, at least in the businesses that I've partaken in, whether as an employee or as part of a business myself or even as a consumer at some businesses. There's something called a 90-day probationary period or even a 30-day probationary period. And that is most people, when they go and they get a job and they agree to it, well, that's the end of it. You've agreed to it. If you didn't like the terms, if you didn't get all your answers or your questions answered before you were hired, you shouldn't agree to it. But if you did agree to it, then stick to your agreement. Now, if you want to make more money, if you want to, get promoted or perhaps run a business of your own one day, then it's up to you to provide the value first before you receive it. And this is a philosophy that is not ANCAP specific. It's not even anarchist specific. It's not even libertarian specific. But that is, if you want to succeed in life, pay it forward first. Be of value first, and then the money will come.
And depending on the market, you may not get paid what you're worth elsewhere.
603-283-6160. Would you demand your employer relinquish his business to you because you're angry?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.